Moving on, drug testing and new OSHA regs. Okay, I personally have not read these. My partner did, and he said that OSHA has come out with a recent rule that basically says that it's going to be difficult to have a policy that allows for drug testing post-accident under the new rule, because OSHA views that as, in essence, attempting to discourage people from reporting injuries because of the fear that they will then be drug tested and lose their job, which is a legitimate fear. Actually, I had a guy who was in a porta potty at a construction site, and a wrecking ball hit it, and he tumped over and broke his ankle. And of course, because he had a work-related injury, he had to get drug tested, and he tested positive for pot. So he lost his job. Talk about a bad day, you know? like, he's just in the wrong place at the wrong time, not to mention the whole mess thing. But in any event, of all these things, lose your job, broke your ankle, and was in a pile of you-know-what. But ultimately, having those types of policies now, you have to double-check them, because I'm not so sure how they're going to dovetail that with the fact that most carriers say that they weren't going to cover if somebody is test positive for, illegal drug use and is injured. But they say, you have to have some additional reason to believe that, their drug use or drug use may have been a factor in the accident. Who knows? That sounds like a reasonable suspicion type testing and not a post-accident testing. My advice has up until this point always been, test everybody involved. You can't just test the guy in the porta potty. You got to test the guy who was running the wrecking ball, right? Because that's really the guy you're looking for, is whoever screwed up and got somebody injured potentially because of use